Good afternoon, it's Dr. Charles Benz here, and you're listening to Healing Trends with Dr. Benz. Every week, we try to bring you a new topic of interest that will keep you listening to our program and learning and getting healthier, hopefully, every week. And today's topic, I think, is one that a lot of people are going to think about and resonate with, and that is, how are your energy levels? I hear a lot of people complaining that they've got fatigue, and it could be a virus of some kind, it could be another condition, but a lot of people seem to have a lack of energy. And so I thought, well, maybe we'll try to tackle this one a little bit, give people some insight and some ideas on how to increase their energy levels. And I've got with me in the studio today our friend and colleague, John Barson from Total Health Magazine and Total Health Television. John, how are you today?
Oh, I'm really good. I'm looking forward to this topic because I think this affects most people, especially with their stressful lifestyles, working two jobs to pay their rent. So let's get at her.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think people are under a lot of pressure, and I think this stress is one of the things that causes part of the problem because they end up depleting their B levels, their vitamin B levels, with so much stress. And then with bees deficient, they can't make hormones, they can't make neurotransmitters, they can't get the cell repair and replacement done. I mean, these B vitamins are really crucial. And of course, your adrenals then become stressed, and that kind of, if you don't have any vitamin C stores in your body, then your adrenals are going to be all unhappy. So there's lots of things that can happen that kind of trigger this whole fatigue thing. What's been your solution or your kind of go-to strategy for maintaining good levels of energy?
Well, one of the things that was really important for me was actually weight loss. I found that no matter how much I exercise, I was not losing weight, but I've been able over the past 3 months to get down to 190 pounds, which is only about 10 pounds over my optimum weight for my height at 6'2". And for me, it was always a struggle, but the interesting thing is I did start taking, the only thing I really changed in the past few months was I started taking a really super high quality chlorella product for detox. Like, I was concerned about, you know, my liver and the pesticides and glyphosate that we can't get rid of. And so I really wanted to detox my body. And man, oh man, like, I don't know how and why or what, but the weight started to come off. I started to feel better. But of course, it's all about nutrition, and I eat a pretty healthy diet. Oh, here's the other thing I did. I'm eating a lot less. I think that that's probably the number one factor. I stopped eating breakfast first thing in the morning. I thought, well, I'm never really hungry in the morning. Why am I eating breakfast so early every day? And it's 10 o'clock my time here on the West Coast, and I'm probably not going to have my first meal until around 1 o'clock, and I eat between 1 and 6.
It's really, really interesting that you would say that, because you just triggered two things for me to think about and talk about. Because what we know is the body actually will surround a toxin with fat in order to protect the body from the toxin. And so what happens is when we put people on a detoxification program, they lose weight because they're flushing out the toxins and the fat with the same notion. It's just unbelievable how it works. So I thought, well, I better tell John about this one, because that's probably what happened, that the chlorella was so good at detoxifying, the fat didn't need to be there to kind of protect your body. And so those fat cells, they can get flushed away. A lot of times they stay there and they shrink. But I think that's one of the magic things. And the other thing that goes along with that, and this is what I notice, is that people have cravings for things because they're not eating a nutritious enough diet. So if you give them a green powder drink, and we like greens first, and this gives you like 7 to 9 helpings of fruits and vegetables, your body won't be craving anything anymore. You get up in the morning, and you should be craving some food because you've been a long time without food. But if your body's filled with nutrients, then you don't have any cravings. And so you don't have to eat till 10 or 11 o'clock. So this whole idea of intermittent fasting, which also helps the body to trigger kind of a defense mechanism for the aging process. And so your cells actually start to slow down and sort of mediate the aging process as a part of that. So these were things that weren't even on my list So God bless you, man. It's like the weight loss and the toxins, and they all just kind of fell together.
Okay, so I got to add something here, and I wanted to bring this up on Total Health Television, and my guests are like, well, I don't know if you should mention that, but I pay particular attention to my bodily functions, which I think is a good thing. So I remember some time ago saying, well, you should have, you know, to have healthy bowel movements, you should have, you know, two or three a day. And I think I mentioned this to you before about urine, but boy, oh boy, when I went on this chlorella product from Australia, from Biogenesis, I found that, I can't recall what the time frame was, but after I'd been taking it for probably maybe 2 weeks or something, when I was peeing, I noticed that my urine was really thick and almost pea soupy. And I was like, whoa, that's why I started researching this stuff. And I found out about how it binds to toxins in your body and makes them water soluble and then flushes them out of your body. So my body had started flushing all this stuff out, just what you're saying.
And what was the brand? Because you said that, and we talked about this when we talked about the liver a couple of weeks ago, and you said, yes, it was really important to have a really quality product, this chlorella, because,
yes,
I mean, there's a broken cell type. I don't know whether that has anything to do with it. And there's another one called sun chlorella. But is there one that is particularly good? I mean, we don't want to give commercial necessarily to anyone, but
I know, this is not sponsored, yeah.
No. So what's the one you like?
It's called Biogenesis, and it's from Australia. And it's the only certified, organic certified producer of chlorella in Australia. And here's what's key about this. One is, where is it manufactured, right? Because where it's manufactured means, is the water clean? Is the land clean? Is the air clean? Because chlorella, if it's in a toxic environment, guess what it does? It binds to those toxins. So you're taking a chlorella product that's already toxic. So that's number one. Number two is, how is it grown? So is it grown indoors in vats? Because that's the most cost-effective way of growing chlorella. But the best, absolute best way for chlorella to be grown is outside in sunshine, because it's the sunshine, the full spectrum sunshine, that really creates the healthiest, strongest, and best version of what's called chlorella growth factor, CGF. Because the chlorella growth factor requires the chlorophyll and the sunshine, and it's what helps repair damage to your DNA, which gives you more cellular energy. And this company in Australia, it's not actually just their farm, but their entire region is FDA certified biosecure. The region is certified biosecure. And also, they don't just grow it in ponds. They've actually created a pseudo river flowing system. So it's the absolute best combination of farming techniques for it. It's the cleanest. And that's what I've been looking for. I want the most efficacious products for my viewers and listeners. And when I found this stuff, boy, I went on it. And it's been fantastic.
After you said that, I actually did a little research, because I'm writing a paper on cancer to give to a conference in February of next year. And I just thought, you know what? I've been doing a lot of research on red algae and on green algae. Because astaxanthin and zinaxanthin, these are all algaes, but they're of the red algae variety. And so I looked up algae as a treatment for cancer. Well, I want to tell you, I found an article that was one of the most amazing articles I've ever read. And it was all about all the vitamins and minerals that are in all of these algaes. So chlorella, right at the top of the list, but blue-green algae is the same, and spirulina is all, they each have different mechanisms of action. And so when you break these different algaes down, you can actually, there's studies now that show which ones are treating the pathways to lung cancer, which ones are treating the pathways to bladder cancer, which ones are treating the liver cancer. And so I thought to myself, holy cow, this is the most sophisticated discussion that I've seen on the internet, and it's through this organization called Frontiers Nutrition. They also have Frontiers Neurology, and they also have Frontiers Oncology, and they do this amazing research. And I found this article, and I just can't believe how deep the science is on these products.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, this is stuff I didn't even have in my notes.
I got to point this out. Okay, so first of all, chlorella was actually discovered by a Dutch scientist around 1890. And by the 1950s, it was huge. I mean, here are some of the organizations that were just expounding the virtues of chlorella: the Carnegie Institute, Rockefeller, National Institutes of Health, Atomic Energy Commission, Food and Agricultural Association, the American Chemical Society, American Association for Advancement of Science, Scientific American, Scientific Monthly, Science, Stanford University, University of California, Berkeley, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harvard University, and the University of Wisconsin, just to name a few. But here's what they found. They found that the potential for chlorella as an important food source, this is when it started to get its reputation as a superfood, a true superfood, they found that it wasn't sweet enough and it wasn't going to be adopted. And it just died off.
Wow.
Because of its taste. It tastes fine. I mean, it tastes kind of grassy. But I take the powder. I mean, I started with the pills, but now I take the powders. But now it's making a huge comeback. There's so much science coming out on this stuff right now.
Well, and that's how these things have to go. I mean, I found out about a new technology to repair damaged tissues called shockwave therapy. And now the new version of that's called softwave therapy. It took 20 years for them from the time they started this whole technology to the time that it's getting kind of a mature marketplace now. So these things take a long time. I agree with you. They've been around a long time. So we've got the detoxification thing. But let's talk a little bit for people to understand how the body works and how it makes this energy. Because as a lot of our listeners know, the mitochondria in the cell is the place where energy is made. But there aren't very many good tests to determine whether your mitochondria are functioning appropriately or not. And the one that I have found over time that's been the most reliable and the less used is electrodermal screening. Electrodermal screening actually looks at the mitochondria energy production in all the cells and all the organs in the body, except for the brain. It can't seem to find a pathway to do the brain. But because of that, you can actually find out what your mitochondria efficiency levels are. Just having one of these practitioners that does electrodermal screening test every one of your organs to find out what's going on. Because if your mitochondria is stressed, there's a scale of 1 to 100. If your mitochondria is stressed, it's going to be above 55. If it's weakened, it's going to be below 45. And this is where I actually developed the 6 stages of cellular deterioration, saying, look, stressed is the first stage of a cell starting to go south. And then weakened is the next stage. Then challenged is the next, and then dysfunctional is the fourth, and then mutated is the fifth, and disease is the sixth. So it was electrodermal screening that opened the doorway for me to understand this whole concept that I developed about 15 years ago called the 6 stages of cellular deterioration. So combined with that, and this is where we start to give people real good information now, you must exercise. Because every cell has insulin receptors on it. And so when glucose and oxygen are in the body and when they're moving towards your cells, they have to have a transport agent. Well, guess what? The transport agent is magnesium. And so without enough green vegetables and nuts and seeds with magnesium in it, you will never be able to make enough energy. And so that's the first thing people have to know. You have got to get greens.
I got to throw something in here. So I know we talked earlier about chlorella, but here's what's important about chlorella as to what you're saying right now. Chlorella helps the body process more oxygen, which helps boost energy, of course. Detoxifying, which you talked about, and promoting the repair of tissues. But here's the thing. Chlorophyll is identical to human hemoglobin, right? Which is the substance that makes up most of a red blood cell. The only difference is that in chlorophyll, the central atom is magnesium, whereas in hemoglobin, it's iron. So when you eat chlorella algae, you get a massive dose of plant blood, which through biological transmutation turns into our own blood with magnesium as the core. So,
well, we know in a lot of the cancer treatments that we're promoting now, and I'm writing about them in my article that I'm going to give to this conference, chlorophyllin is one of the main things that you need to have in your body. So I use these different chlorophyllin products, spirulina, blue-green algae, chlorella, every day. And I just like the idea that you found this one from Biogenesis that seems to be the more higher quality one. And so that's the one we need to tell people about. But they also need to understand that they can have all that stuff going on, but if they're not exercising, then the insulin receptors are going to go to sleep. If insulin receptors go to sleep, then the magnesium and the oxygen and the glucose can't get in the cell. This is a problem, right? Because if the insulin receptors go to sleep, then the sugar just keeps circulating. So this glucose that's trying to get into your cell to help make energy, it's just recirculating, causing oxidative stress in the body, causing damage to your arteries, causing cancer. And so this is one of the things people don't really understand about exercising. So if you exercise, what happens is your insulin receptors wake up. They multiply and they become more sensitive. We're only talking a half an hour a day of walking and moving your arms a bit. Now, if you can jog and have a little bit of weights in your hands, that's even better. But you must ride a bike, do swim, do whatever you can, whatever you like to do, but make sure you're doing at least a half an hour, hopefully 45 minutes to an hour of exercise every day. And when people say, well, I don't have the time to do that, I'm too busy, I've got this job, I've got these kids, I've got this house, you must find a way, because this is about your survival. This is about the survival of your cells. So this is one of those things where I think that exercise is the key. Magnesium through greens, again, back to the greens first that we talked about earlier. You know, yes, that greens first has chlorella and spirulina and blue-green algae in it, along with all the vegetables and fruits that are in there. Freeze-dried, organic, and it's in a powder form. One scoop gives you 7 to 9 helpings of fruits and vegetables. And so this is going to start to resolve this problem if you exercise along with it.
And Greens First is actually one of the best priced greens products on the market too. I want to point that out. So it's one of the most affordable.
Yeah. All you need to do, and I hate to be commercial about it, but you know, these programs don't happen on their own for no cost. But on my website, drcharlesbenz.com, if you click on a product there on the homepage, it'll take you to the full script dispensary that I have. And you go there and you can get the greens first for like 20-30% off compared to if you had to go to the market or you had to go on the internet and buy it from Amazon. And so it's just one of those things where it's been a part of my life for so long, and now my grandchildren are using it.
I'm using it.
Yeah, you're using it too, so that's fantastic. Yeah. So the other thing that we want to get to a little bit of more specificity is that we know that CoQ10 is also an amazing energizer, so amazing that when they had a group of people who were on dialysis, and they all took 180 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 for 3 months, 50% of them got off of their dialysis because their kidneys improved so much because of the increased energy that was in those cells. Now, the 50% that didn't get better, too many of their cells had gone mutated or diseased. And so you don't have those cells to kind of recapture. But if you can catch any illness or any disease early enough when cells are stressed or weakened and dysfunctional, then you can recapture those and those cells can be healthy again. And that's when coenzyme Q10 can kind of boost the energy levels. So I recommend it for anybody. I mean, we recommended it for our COVID protocol, because if you don't have enough energy in your body, in your cells, you can't do repair and replacement of those cells.
And CoQ10 helps generate energy in every cell in your body. We should also point out that your body makes it naturally, but as we age, you get into your 40s and 50s and 60s, your CoQ10 production in your body starts to fall off a cliff, and you really need to find ways to supplement with it, and we need it.
Well, it also, unfortunately, happens to be most present in red meat and dairy, two things that we really don't recommend very highly. And so the places where you could be getting it are the places where you have to say, wait a minute, it's not worth the risk of getting, because those are the things that cause a lot of illness and disease. So we try to steer away from the dairy products and steer away from the red meat products. So you're right, but a lot of things decline with age, and that's another one of them.
But hang on a second. Just to get 100 milligrams of CoQ10 from a food source, like leafy vegetables, which is a good source, you'd have to have like something like 130 cups of vegetables.
I know.
That's, so well, that, just to want to point
sometimes
that out.
You have to get the supplement. And you're absolutely right. Some you can get from food, some you can't. And the CoQ10 is one of those that you can't. And so it's one of those things where if you want to have more energy and you do all the other things, now we're saying do all the other things first, get the right diet, and get the yes. get the green, the sea greens and get all those things going and get your magnesium levels up. That's the first thing. Then the CoQ10. But the third part of this formula is an herbal remedy called berberine. And berberine is really interesting because when the glucose and the oxygen is taken with the magnesium, magnesium is the transport agent, takes it to the insulin receptor and delivers it inside the membrane of the cell. That magnesium and that glucose are sitting there waiting to be sent to the mitochondria. Guess yes. what takes it from the mitochondria very efficiently and delivers it rather from the inside the membrane and delivers it to the mitochondria? It's the GLUT4 cell, and that's what berberine activates, the GLUT4 molecule inside your cell. And it says, oh, there's the other transport agent, because magnesium was the transport agent to get it from your mouth and your blood into the cells of your body inside the membrane. But there's another transport agent, the GLUT4 molecule. And that's where berberine says, excuse me, let me take that glucose and bring it over here to the mitochondria so that it actually can use that energy. We've gotten about a 20 to 30% increase in energy levels of athletes and people who were sick, and even for people who are diabetic. We now know that berberine is more effective than metformin at controlling sugar levels. And so it's a medicinal nutrient that I think has very much more power in it than people understand. And so we want the greens first. We want the chlorella, magnesium, CoQ10, berberine. They're all part of the energy formula.
Well, also too, just as we were talking about earlier, it also is significant in helping with weight loss.
Yes.
And it improves your cardiovascular health, right? Third leading yes. cause of death, cardiovascular. So...
Yes. Well, this was a roundabout program because it's one of those things where when I ask you at the front end, what do you got? And you start to come up with stuff that I didn't have. Then it's like, okay, we go down another avenue over here and we go another avenue down here.
And
that's what the fun of it is. And so I really appreciate you for that reason, John. You're really good. You've dug up a lot of good research. So you're right, berberine can help with getting rid of weight and managing weight. It can help with managing sugar. And one of the other things we have to understand is that if there's sugar circulating, it can also go into your white blood cells. And because sugar and vitamin C have a very similar molecular profile, and the body really wants to have vitamin C in there. And so right. if you don't have enough vitamin C, that sugar that's circulating will not only go into fat cells, it will go into your white blood cells and actually substitute for the vitamin C and end up suppressing your immune system by as much as 65 to 75%. So circulating sugar is not a good idea. We want to keep it in the cells, making energy where it needs to be.
I want to throw in one more thing about berberine because I'm actually going in to pick up berberine today. I think my e-bike is about charged up now. And one of the main actions of berberine is that it activates an enzyme inside cells, all cells, called AMP, which is activated protein kinase. And it's often referred to as a metabolic master switch. So if you want to turn on your master switch, add berberine to your supplementation.
Amen. Okay. Well, I think that people got a lot out of this one. I hope they did. And, you know, they say to me, the information comes fast and furious. Why don't you have printouts of this stuff? And I just say, well, you know, for now, just re-listen to the program and take notes.
You got a pause button.
Yeah, you got a pause button. Just take time and go through it. We try to throw up as much information as we can and then hope a lot of it sticks. And that's all we can really do in 30 minutes. So thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks for John. Let me say thanks to our sponsors today, Paddock Pools, really great company. They just don't make pools in a regular way. They have a thing called the vacuum extractor that actually helps to take chlorine gas off the surface of the pool so that you can really breathe oxygenated water when you're swimming. And it takes out about 95% of it. And that's really amazing because this chlorine gas has a really negative effect. It depletes the levels of zinc and vitamin D in your body. And so it's really important to not have that. And if you are going to be a swimmer, then check your zinc levels and check your vitamin D levels just to make sure that you're not getting too much of those toxins, too much of the chlorine gas that's causing your depletions of zinc and vitamin D. Another sponsor is MPB Health. MPB Health is a medical cost sharing company. And they're different than insurance because they want to concentrate on wellness. They want to keep your costs down. They're trying to control and manage costs as much as possible, but not reduce the amount of services you have. They want to keep your service levels high, and they want to keep you healthy, because if they keep you healthy, then they can keep the premiums down by 30 to 50% compared to insurance companies. And so the insurance companies have a high overhead. They have a lot of expenses that they probably shouldn't be paying for that are unnecessary. And so we want natural alternatives instead of using the prescription drugs all the time or an operation all the time. They negotiate and try to find another way to go at a particular illness or condition. And go online and you'll see MPB Health videos, and you can take their 800 number and talk to someone there and see if this is a good option for you instead of the insurance that you're probably paying too much for. And the third company is Beacon Point Advisors. Beacon Point Advisors are financial advisors, and they help even for people that have a small amount of savings that they want to try to put into an account and kind of manage it a little bit more effectively than they would otherwise. And the nice thing about Beacon Point is they're not just interested in wealth, they're interested in health. And they want to try to make sure that you enjoy what you've worked so hard to earn and have in your retirement. And so this is important, and we're going to be working with them more in the future, trying to roll out even more wellness programs that are able to make people healthier in their aged years and their 60 plus years so that they can enjoy the stuff, the things that they gained financially over the years that they did work. Another company that is a big promoter and sponsor of ours is DHA Labs. DHA Labs does genetic testing, blood testing, urine testing, and we've developed nine different tests with them. Cardiovascular tests, cancer tests, wellness tests, immune system tests. And so we've got these advanced formulas on our website at drcharlesbenz.com. And you can go there and see that the DHA Labs has helped us to create some of the most creative wellness planning tools available that are these urine and blood and genetic tests. Because if you can find an illness early through cellular deterioration that can be identified in these tests, then you can prevent 90% of illness. And you just have to have the right blood tests. So all doctors don't use these. Only functional medicine doctors are really onto this. And DHA Labs is concentrating in this and has been doing it for 60 years. And the fifth sponsor is CardioMiracle. CardioMiracle is a formula of about 53 different nutrients that combine to help make the body make nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the thing that's needed to make sure that any damage that's being done to the endothelial lining of the arteries is repaired on a regular basis. The problem is we make less nitric oxide as we age, and so you need to take some supplementation. Good diet is the starting point, but sometimes you need supplements in order to help this repair process. And so CardioMiracle has one of the best nitric oxide formulas on the market, and we recommend them highly. So those are our five sponsors. We thank them a lot for their support. We thank again John Barson for being there in the studio with us every other week in order to put these programs together. John, we'll see you the next time we do it again.
Thanks, Charles.
You bet. Okay, bye now.